Oh yeah, how's it going? So, what'd you find out?
All right. I was returning your call. You had asked me to call back, and I spoke with the mayor. Do you have the ordinance that you're talking about that says you can do that?
Yep, I quoted it to you before. It's the same ordinance. It's 2022-006. And it's section 4.01, same ordinance that you're declaring that I can't.
Okay, I'm just I'm looking here. Section one.
Section 4.01.
Okay.
It's the first page. Gotcha. It's basically, you know, yeah, you got section three, and then you got section four. You know, so it's the first few pages. It's page 13 on the file. On the PDF, it's page 13.
Okay. Yeah, I'm looking at it.
And again, just to be clear, it says structure or land use of. It's not and land. It's not like a business or anything else. It's whether you're using the structure or a land for a purpose before the ordinance, you could continue to do it.
Okay. Well, based on what the conversation that the mayor and I had, any grievances are going to be have to be done in writing. And sit through the mayor's office there, and actually sit in care of me to the city offices there. What we'll do is we'll take a look over it and take it into consideration, and take your particular situation into consideration.
But that's the thing; it's not a grievance to change anything. It's exactly as it's written already. I don't have a grievance with it. That's how it's written. That is legit. There's nothing to grievance. It's exactly as written.
Okay.
So,
let me send this to
the only grievance would be if I get fined for it, then it would have to go to court, which I don't want to do. It's a pain in the ass and cost me time and money. But because that's how it's written, there's no real grievance there. That's exactly it. It's pretty clear. So, I can't.
Now, it says, lawfully established use.
Any lawfully established use prior to the ordinance basically stands. There's nothing illegal about.
Well, but that's not concerning his business. That's a residence.
I know, but it's the whole thing is for any zone. This the whole thing is pertaining to any zoning. Any lawfully established use of structure or land. It doesn't say for business purposes or personal purposes or anything else. It's any lawfully established use of structure or land on the effective date of the regulations. And it's regarding any zone. Because that's what it's for any zone.
I guess it's subject to interpretation, but
no, it's pretty clear. Any legally non-conforming structure may be continued to in the second paragraph of it continue to be
and again,
used for
legally
prior
non-conforming. That's going to be subject to interpretation because businesses, you know, with their things sitting outside, that's not necessarily legal. It's just that the CID didn't have any way to enforce it, but the city does.
The CID was not law. This
right.
It was legally done and now they made a law that it can't be.
By what standards, though? I mean, that's the whole point, is by what standards was it legally done? If the SID was not law, what was the law that said it was legally done?
There was no restriction of law for it being legally done. It's personal private property.
It is, but it's not personal private property. It's a business property.
It's private property. Whether
like
it's,
I said,
whether it's a business or not, it's private property, and it was legally having equipment here. The whole
legally by what law?
Where's the law that says you couldn't? There's no such thing as a law that tells you what is legal. There's laws that say that things are illegal. It's called innocent until proven guilty. There is not laws that tell you what you can do. There are laws that tell you what you can't do. There was no law keeping me from doing it. It was a legal thing. There is no such thing as a law. That's like proving a negative. You know, you can't prove a negative. There is no law that tells you what you can do. There is laws that tell you what you cannot do. So the question is, what law tells me it said that I could not do that? There was none. I was legally doing it. Just like everyone else here that has landscaping trailers and pool services and contractors, they're all over out here.
Right, but if they've got their equipment and it's not zoned commercial, if their equipment is outside of their house and it's prominently on display as the dumpsters are around your place, then they will be tracing them down as well.
Well, I guess I would like you to consult with your attorney, the city attorney or whoever is their city attorney, and if he disputes it, well, then I guess it has to go to court, because if I remove my stuff, well, then I'm relinquishing my rights, because the clause there is, unless I stop using it for such purpose for 6 months. So I can't be forced to stop using it and relinquishing my rights. So I guess I would appreciate, or you should anyhow, is consult the city attorney and see how it reads, because that's exactly what that is. That's the whole point of a grandfather clause, continuous of use. That's a grandfather clause. That's exactly what it is. And that's probably why the attorney put it in there, is because they have to by law. You can't just throw people out and kick them to the curb and roll in like a steamroller. That's not what the city is supposed to do. You're supposed to work within the laws. And that's probably why the attorney put it there.
Okay. Well, I will take your notes. I've made some notes here, and I will get those off to the mayor, and we will be in touch.
Well, again, it kind of doesn't matter what the mayor says. It's the attorney that
needs to. It kind of does.
Well, no, the mayor.
He is the lawmaking body.
He is not solely the lawmaking body. And the attorney is the one that is going to be telling you whether or not, as written, it is legal or isn't legal. And then it goes from there. Yes, the mayor could ask the attorney, but he is not a dictator. I mean, you know that, right? The mayor is not a dictator.
I'm aware of that, but we still have to have rules and regulations to prevent things from getting out of hand.
Right, from getting out of hand.
Your business in your yard is, you know, for a house, a place that's zoned residential, is not part of that. You can have a home office. If you didn't have your stuff there on the site, that would be, there wouldn't be a problem. We wouldn't even be having a discussion.
But I am not conducting business out of here. Two, this ordinance clearly states that I can. It's grandfathered in. That's why I say you need to ask an attorney or have the mayor ask the city attorney. Because what the mayor says is not law. He cannot just dictate law. He had an ordinance.
It's what's in the books.
Right, and this is in the books right here. I quoted it to you. You read it yourself. It's in the books. This is what the board drafted as legal. So that's why I say you need to ask an attorney. And if an attorney agrees that it's legal, well, then it's legal. If he says it's illegal, I guess I would have to fight it at that level. But it's right here, clear as day. So So if once you look into it, again, I'd appreciate you letting me know, because I can't relinquish my rights, you know, without some actual official notice, because it's clear as day. This is what it stands.
Okay.
Anyways, so hopefully you get clarification on it, but that's exactly why it was written in by an attorney or whoever drafted this. There is certain obligations. You can't just steamroll over everybody and say, oh, you're all illegal now, you got to go. It's a grandfather clause, and it's probably required by Constitution. More than likely that there is a grandfather clause there. You know, I could look into it more myself, but I shouldn't need to, because it probably is a constitutional thing of having a grandfather clause there.
Well, we will take it into, we'll take a look at it, and I'll let you know what we find out.
All righty.
All right.
Have a good day. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye. Call ended at 1:26 p.m.